You're tuned into 91.3 KXCI Tucson. My name is Matt Milner, and this is Locals Only.
And with that, we are ready to send it over to Studio 2A, joined this week by Black Medicine. They'll be with us here for the next hour, performing live and chatting as well. So without further ado, live from Studio 2A, here's Black Medicine.
Thank you. It all away. How will I know? We will remain. They try to take away our dignity. Want to watch us burn? Cause it sure ain't free. Well, I know we will find a way. It's okay, it's just a body. We got the
tuned in to 91.3 KXEI Tucson. My name is Matt Milner, and we're live in Studio 2A with Black Medicine. How's it going tonight?
Good. Pretty great. Good.
Glad, yeah. Glad to be back.
Excellent.
In Tucson.
Yeah. So, coming back from where?
We just went on a little trip. We did a show in Tempe and then a couple shows out in LA this last weekend.
Excellent.
Yeah.
It was raining there too, but we had a great time.
So we'll circle back around to that. I'd love to hear a little bit about the tour. But first, we'll start with the basics. Everybody can introduce themselves. Let us know who you are and what you're playing tonight.
Hey, I'm Aaron. I am singing and playing a little tambourine.
I'm Clay, and I am singing also. I'm playing some guitar and maybe a little bass later.
I'm Randy, and I'm playing the bass and maybe a little guitar later.
Hi, I'm Brendan. I play drums.
All right. So... what's the kind of Reader's Digest version of the history of Black Medicine? When did you guys get together?
Well, about a few years ago, Brendan and I just decided to start messing around in the living room. And, like, I was in some other bands at the time. But, it was just the two of us. We did a few Skybar open mics and stuff. And then Randy joined the group, like, a little while later, started playing bass with us. And then Aaron eventually joined the group, and it just kind of started escalating from there. We all known each other for forever, so.
Did the four of you know each other through other musical outlets in the past, or did you have a non-musical friendship before you were in this band?
Randy and I have played in a band called Vine Street for a long time.
Yeah.
And so we've played music together for a long time, and then Brendan and I started playing, and we liked it, and
I've been in some other bands, yeah, too, in town, and yeah. I think that's how they knew that I was into singing, and eventually jumped in.
Yeah, plus we heard you, so.
So what's the journey from the time that the four of you got together to sort of the present day? Did you have a pretty good sense once the four of you were together in this current incarnation of what direction you wanted to head as a band, or has that process sort of evolved over time?
I mean, I would say it's evolved, like, a bit, but, I mean, a lot of, like, the same idea is still there, but, I mean, the music is bound to change just
always
as time
does, yeah, right?
goes on. What?
Yeah, it always does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it definitely still reflects what Brendan and Clay started in the beginning with the garage blues rock feel.
Yeah, it changed a little bit. Just adding people even just changes the whole dynamics.
More vocal dynamics. Randy also plays the harmonica sometimes, so we're always looking for new ways to incorporate more to the sound.
Yeah.
So you mentioned that this past weekend, you were out on tour. You were in L.A., you were in Tempe. So tell me a little bit about that.
Well, on Thursday night, we played the Tempe Tavern, which was a pretty cool spot. There were a lot of good bands there, actually, and a good crowd. We met some cool people there. And then the next morning, we shot out to L.A. For Friday night, we played at the House of Blues out there.
Oh,
that was
cool.
A really cool spot. Unfortunately, it's shutting down soon, but we were able to play it before it did. Mm-hmm. And then on Saturday night, we played at this Irish pub called Molly Malone's. And that was definitely interesting as well.
Yeah.
So,
what did you do to set up the tour? Were these relationships that you had established through Vine Street or through other outlets?
Well, actually, we a few different things. Actually, family for a little bit. Like, I had my cousin lived out there, and she was all in the music industry and and the bar scene. And we also met a really cool band, like the Loveless Lust came through, and they hung out with us all night. And their booking agent actually gave us his card, and he was like, anytime. And he's the one that hooked up the House of Blues show. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, we just kind of took up on the connections we had and tried to do it.
Yeah, who you know. And then having to get our feet wet by getting out there and showing what we can actually do. Once you know somebody, then you get out there and prove it.
Right.
It was fun.
Was this the first time that Black Medicine had hit the road?
We've played in Phoenix and Flagstaff before. But, never out of the state. It was our first out-of-state show. So that was pretty cool. And we had a lot of help. There's the record label Baby Gas Mask has helped us a lot. They recorded a vinyl split with Demonyms, another band local. And so we were also just trying to promote our album and just, spread the love.
Awesome. When you're playing a show, in an unfamiliar city, so to speak, you don't have your core fans there, you don't have, friends and family, what's different about that sort of a challenge as you're up there on stage, you're looking out to a crowd of strangers, how do you approach that differently than you would when you're playing a Skybar show or something like that where you have your friends and supporters there?
I think, well, first of all, we should say that we have a group that followed us all the way to L.A.
That's
so
awesome.
So that was the first thing we looked out and saw.
That's great.
Then past them, because they're probably standing right there in the front.
Right.
We had people that we'd never seen, and people, it's great when you see people walking through the venue, and they stop and, take a second to look at you and think, huh, who's that? Mm-hmm. And so just seeing that reaction on people's faces was really rewarding and an experience, and it's definitely a learning lesson going to new places and new cities and knowing that you have to start from scratch and build up there.
Yeah.
But make as big of an imprint as you can while you're there.
Absolutely.
So while we're there, we also were able to take some music around to a couple of record stores.
Yeah, we got an album at Amoeba Records now, and they consigned us along with this cool little garage record store called Headline Records. So
if you have any friends in L.A., tell them to go to Amoeba or Headline and pick up our copy of our vinyl 7-inch made here in Tucson, Arizona.
Awesome. Yeah. So do you think that based on that experience that you're looking to head out to the road again sometime in the future?
Definitely. We want to try and go back there again, even in the summer or just sometime soon. We have another connect out there. Like I said, that band that's from out there, they came to our show and were interested in having us play a show out there with them in the next few months. So we definitely want to go out there. We're looking at going to Flagstaff next month to play at the Hotel Monte V.
Mm-hmm.
So we got asked to do that as well. So yeah, we kind of want to just keep moving and hitting the road, just small trips even, weekend trips, just different places.
Yeah, and building up our base here so that as we travel, people can kind of send the word ahead of us and let their friends and know we're coming to their town. And it'd be cool to have a, ongoing thing. We play Sky Bar a lot. So that's kind of been our home bar, we feel like, in a way, because they started playing open mics there.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully we can build up more weekly, monthly kind of shows in town too.
Awesome. So before we get into our next set, if folks want to be able to keep track of upcoming shows, first of all, is there anything that you want to mention now? And then beyond that, if people want to keep track in the future, how do they find that online?
Well, I mean, we have a Facebook, of course. It's just facebook.com/blackmedicineband. Mm-hmm. We also have a SoundCloud. We're getting some tracks up on YouTube. We're going to release a new track online this week if they want to check that out. Yeah, and I mean, we were actually thinking if people wanted to try doing a little drawing, we were saying anyone who likes our Facebook page tonight until noon tomorrow will be in a drawing for a free t-shirt and a vinyl.
Cool. Awesome.
Yeah, so definitely go to facebook.com/blackmedicineband, and our SoundCloud is black-medsin.
All right, so you're listening to Black Medicine live in Studio 2A here on Locals Only. They'll be with us for the rest of the hour, and we're going to get into the second set of music here.
It's called okay. Cut.
Don't say
gonna try to make you realize. When I'm with you, yeah, I'm with you, there's no consolation. Nothing better when I'm looking right into your eyes. See that you love me. Well, say my name, girl. See that you love me.
You're tuned in to 91.3 KXCI Tucson. My name is Matt Milner, and this is Locals Only, and I'm live in Studio 2A with Black Medicine. Thanks again for coming down tonight, everybody.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
So I'd love to hear a little bit about how it came about that you hooked up with Baby Gas Mask Records and put out that split 7-inch.
Well, we actually met Seth and Melissa a long time ago when we were in our old band. We did a show with them. Where was it? Vaudeville, I want to say. Back when Vaudeville was still. And they asked us then if they told us they were starting this record label and they're looking for some good bands to like help out. And mm-hmm. At the time, we were like recording an album at another place, so we didn't end up taking them up on that. And then when Black Medicine came around, we started doing shows with them also. Mm-hmm. And so
that's DeStuco, the band their band.
Yeah, that's Seth and Melissa are in DeStuco. So, and yeah, and so then it came up again, and we took them up on it, and it worked out really well. So that's mainly how that happened.
Yeah, we met them playing shows together, and then.
And then they really liked our sound and thought it was really rad and dynamic. So they decided to, yeah. Help us out with shows and do some recordings with us. We're really excited.
So the material that's on the 7-inch, you recorded with them in their studio?
Yeah, we recorded it in the studio with them, and they did all the mixing, and then I believe Jim Diamond did the mastering, which was really cool to have that opportunity. I think he did some work with like the White Stripes and stuff. So
cool. Yeah, he did.
Very cool.
And then on the other side of the 7-inch is Demonyms, and that's Gabe and Kelsey, and
myself.
And
I play bass in that one.
Clay is also in that band as well.
So when you went into the studio to record for the 7-inch, did Seth and Melissa have kind of a hands-on role in helping to shape the sound of that record, or were you guys kind of dictating to them what you wanted the final product to sound like?
I would say it was a little bit of both. I mean, we definitely had like a vision of what we wanted for the album, but they mm-hmm. also had like great ideas to throw in of like cool things that we could do. Mm-hmm. And they had so many potential like things we could add on to our songs. Kind of, they had tons of great instruments and equipment and
vocal effects even is something that we definitely don't use yet on stage. Now Clay's got a vocal pedal, so we might get to playing around with that some more now, but in the studio that's some things that kind of added to the sound a little bit. And mm-hmm. And then we went to them with a few ideas of a handful that we were interested in, and they really helped us because they have great ears for music, obviously.
Sure.
They work at KXCI, right? So they helped us pick what would be representative of us for that 7-inch, since we only had two, and then we have one that also that they produced, which will be available, is already available online on SoundCloud.
Awesome.
Yeah, they had us play like a bunch of our songs, and they helped us narrow down which songs would be good for the album and like which would work well with the other band and stuff, so they mm-hmm. were very helpful through the whole process.
That's great. So do you have any plans or ambitions about going back into the studio and putting together a full length or another single?
We just did a single with Avenue One, mm-hmm. and that one is going to be available in the next week or so. So definitely look out for that. What about full length? What are we thinking?
Well, aside from the vinyl, we also have a 6-track like EP kind of deal going.
Okay.
But
cool.
I mean, we're slowly going to work up. We're just going to keep recording songs as like we write ones that we like, and yeah. if we get up to like a full length kind of deal, then we'll put something
out. We definitely have enough material for a full length. So we're ready to do it.
Tell me a little bit about the songwriting process in the group. Is that something that has also changed over the course of the group being together, or has that stayed the same?
I think it's definitely changed. In the beginning, in the get-go, Clay had a lot of songs already under his hat that we kind of messed around with and made our own. And we even together, me as a poet, we kind of wrote a couple together. But more members have come together, we've definitely just instead of writing a full song and then making it into, you know, fitting the words together, it's sort of we have like a riff or something like that, and we'll just play on it. And then we'll stick the words on, as opposed to like having the full thing, sticking the words in, and then composing everybody's parts afterwards.
Yeah, it's definitely changed as we've picked up like Randy and Aaron. It's just changed the whole writing style.
Yeah, because Randy plays guitar too, so he writes some like melodies, and then Clay writes some melodies also. And then usually they'll come to me if they think, and maybe I'll add some lyrics. That kind of thing.
Very cool. And when you were thinking about, you know, what you wanted to put on the 7-inch, were there songs that you had in mind, you know, favorites of yours that you thought, well, we've got to find a way to get this one on there, or was that something that also changed?
Very strategic about which ones. Because we had recorded the EP demo with Aaron Armstrong in town, and he's just starting up, and so that was a recording that we got done really good deal, and then that one's available for free, and then we also have CDs that you can purchase. Then after a while we were able to kind of get into the vinyl side, and then if we could then go to have a full length digital also, that would be the ideal.
So when you look forward over the next 6 months or so, obviously, you know, looking to play in Flagstaff, keep writing, record when you have the opportunities. What are some of the other things you have your eye on as you look towards 2015?
I think we definitely are looking towards making a music video.
Oh, okay.
And throwing it up on YouTube. I've had some directorial ambitions myself. It's just been a matter of equipment and things like that. And putting those ideas together, and definitely doing that in the next few months, and playing more outside of town, really getting more connections with some places like where I went to college in Texas, and things like that, and just spreading out as much as we can, really, and get on the road however much our jobs let us.
That's always the challenge.
While
we've got a couple folks from Vine Street around, there's a show coming up this week, right?
There is this weekend at Flycatcher.
Yep.
Vine Street's going to be playing along with Mean Beans and a whole load of great bands. Yeah, Alejandro De Niro.
It's an annual winter formal party, so gotta keep the tradition going.
Come dress to the tee.
There you go. And one more reminder, when folks want to be able to find the Black Medicine stuff online, what's the best way to do that?
Go to Facebook, and if you like us tonight at Black Medicine Band on Facebook, then we're going to be entering you in for a free t-shirt and a vinyl.
Cool. Awesome. Well, we have about 20 minutes left, and I'll leave it up to you guys. If you want, you can play us out, or you can play a couple songs, and then we can chat one more time for a few minutes and kind of see how much time we have. It's up to you.
We'll play it out.
Awesome. Right, all right. Sounds good. That's what I was hoping to hear. That's great. So, so Black Medicine live in Studio 2A, playing us out until the end of the hour here, and then head over to the Hub and Bob Girth. But thanks for listening. We'll be back next week on Locals Only. Thanks to Black Medicine, and have a great week, everyone.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Hang on, hang on. too long.
Pick one. Pick one. Yeah. Back. they're going to switch it up. Randy and Clay like to do that sometimes. And this next one is going to be called No Time to Waste. This is going to be actually the one that's available out next week. We just recorded this one at Avenue One. Find us on Facebook, Black Medicine Band, SoundCloud, Black-Medicine. Give me through if you want it. getting back over there on the guitar. This one is one that Randy wrote. We all work it out. So we are Black Medicine. We're from Tucson, Arizona, if you missed us talking about it earlier. And Clay and Randy are switching it up. We're about ready to give you this last one tonight. Thanks for listening. This one is called You Know You Want It.
Fine when it's burning hot like this, but just a little sip, bite a swallow, you're playing with this. For my poison potion, you sell your soul. Plays on the nose, oh, no. A drop on the tongue is never fine when it's burning hot like this. Just a little lick, kiss the fuck, so the world can see through it.